Yes, the deity of Radha Govinda.
You were saying that the deity may have been changed. Is that the thing? Like the matter of the original Radha Govinda deity, that they swapped it over?
No. The original Radha Govinda deity reappeared 500 years ago in Gomatila, in one hill, which is actually the site of Govindastali, or the evening Yogapit in Vrindavan. And Rupa Goswami, he revealed that deity. Then in 1670, the Muslims attacked Vrindavan. Of course, in 1590, the temple of Govindaji was opened, the beautiful temple you see. So it was undisturbed for about 100 years, 1590 to 1670. And then the Govindaji deity was brought to Radhakund, and then from Radhakund to Kamyavan, and from Kamyavan to Jayapur, to the king's garden house. Jai Singh, his garden house. And then that garden house eventually became the temple, which you see today. So he's still there, Govindaji is still there. And Gopinath followed the same path to Jayapur. And also Madan Mohan followed the same path to Jayapur, but when the princess of Jayapur married the prince of Karoli, she insisted that Madan Mohan come with her. So then the prince of Karoli's father, he built a beautiful palace-like temple for his son-in-law. Because Madan Mohan was coming as his son-in-law. And the brother of the princess. So then that's how Madan Mohan ended up in Karoli. But then none of those deities were changed, as far as I know.
In other words, no behind the scenes changing of the deity as well?
I'm not aware that they've sold a deity to someone in England and replaced the deity with some other deity, which they have done with some other deities, supposedly also original deities from Jayapur, have been changed over the years, some people claim. But as far as Govindaji, I think Govindaji, I would like to think that Govindaji is still there. Because at least as far as I can perceive, seems like Govindaji. And somehow, because if they switched with some other deity, it wouldn't quite be the same.